السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is For them is the reward multiplied. The ajr, that is mudaf, that is multiplied. Alhamdulillah, all praises are for Allah, the most generate, the most karam, the most noble, the one who increases reward for whom he wills, the one to whom belongs all praise, with a praise that is commensurate to the immensity of his rank. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, adoration and worship, except the one who's bringing about all being, Allah, the One, the utterly unique, having no partners in his oneness, the master of all, the one who clarifies and makes clear all things. And I bear witness that our liege lord, our Sayyid, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your prayers, blessings and grace upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and upon his family, the pure, and all his companions, and whomsoever follows them in the best of ways till the last day. Amma ba'd. To continue, I advise you, slaves of Allah and myself, with an awe-filled consciousness of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu in tattaqullaha yaj'al lakum furqanan wa yukaffir ankum sayyi'atikum wa yaghfir lakum wallahu dhul fadli al-'azim. O you who have believed, if you have a consciousness of Allah, verily He will grant you a criterion, and will remove from you your shortcomings and misdeeds, and forgive you. And Allah is the possessor of the great bounty. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed the possessor of the great bounty. And from his possessing this bounty is his being just. And from his being just is that he does not mete out injustice, wherein whatsoever we do, whether it be the bad or whether it be the good, will get its jaza, its reward. And today's khutbah is about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the reward for that which we do that is good. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ وَإِنْ تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا وَيُؤْتِي مِنْ لَدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Indeed, Allah does not do any injustice, whether it even be an atom's weight. While, if there is a good deed, وَإِنْ تَكُ حَسَنَةً, if there is a good deed, يُضَاعِفْهَا, he multiplies it. وَيُؤْتِي مِنْ لَدُنْهُ أَجَرًا عَظِيمًا, and gives from himself, مِنْ لَدُنْهُ أَجَرًا عَظِيمًا, a great reward. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is letting us know that the nature of his being all aware of everything we do takes into account the totality of what it is we are doing. And so whensoever we do something that is good, then that is rewarded by a sort of multiplication. So basically, you might find outwardly two people are doing the same good deed, but one person gets a certain amount of reward, and another person gets multiple times the reward of the other person. And what determines the difference in the reward is the amplification brought about by the states of the hearts from which the good deeds proceed. And that is why the role of intention, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ, actions are by intentions, and the role of صِدْق and the role of sincerity, something purely done for the sake of Allah, is what often gives the act itself a kind of amplification, a kind of multiplication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so somebody who does something what appears to be small, but is done sincerely for Allah, لَهَا أَجْرٌ عَظِيمًا, that has a great, great reward. And so This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said in a hadith, he said, "Inna Allah kataba al-hasanati was-sayyi'at," that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed both the good and the bad. "Thumma bayyana dhalik," and then clarified what is good and what is bad so that people can do the good and abstain from the bad. "Faman hamma bihasanatin falam ya'malha كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ عِنْدَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلَةً." He said, "So whomsoever intends to do a good deed, has a sincere desire to do a good deed, but for whatever reason is unable to do it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still writes for such a person the fact that as if they have done that good deed, because deeds are determined by hearts. فَإِنْ هُوَ هَمَّ بِهَا فَعَمِلَهَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ عِنْدَهُ عَشْرَ حَسَنَاتٍ إِلَى سَبْعْمِئَةِ ضَعْفٍ." But if a person intends to do something and actually does it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes for such a person the 10 times the reward of that thing, or 700 times the reward of that thing. In other words, for some it might be 10, for some it might be more, for some it might be up to 700. Why? Because of the sincerity, depending on the sincerity of the hearts by which the deeds were done. Or as the Prophet ﷺ continued, إِلَىٰ أَضْعَافٍ كَثِيرًا, or so much of a multiplication that it cannot be enumerated. Right? So this is the difference of the hearts from which deeds proceed. And then the Prophet ﷺ on the opposite side of the spectrum said, وَمَنْ هَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ عِنْدَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلَةً. So whosoever wishes to do a evil deed or a misdeed and actually negates himself from doing it, stops himself from doing it for whatever reason, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes for such a person or decrees for such a person as if they've done a good deed. Because to prevent the bad deed is in itself a good deed. To stop ourselves from doing that which is haram brings about a kind of taqwa, because it itself is a hasana, is a good. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued by saying, فَإِنْ هُوَ هَمَّ بِهَا فَعَمِلَهَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ سَيِّئَةً وَاحِدًا. But if he intended to do it and actually did it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes for such a person only, in brackets, one bad deed. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's justice is tilted in the favor of his rahmah. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has had sabaqa, his rahmah precedes his justice. And the scales themselves are tilted in favor of encouraging you to do good, encouraging you to be of those who the najihin, those who succeed on that last day, as opposed to being those who fail. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do good and encourages us to do good. And this nature of doing good, living a life of the hasanat, doing good deeds, is itself a manifestation of sincere slavery to Allah, sincere ubudiyyah to Allah, wherein the ascription of everything that we have is from Allah. And as a result, a life itself becomes devoted to the doing of hasanat. Hasanat means good deeds, but also comes from the same root of beauty. It becomes a beautiful life. And so this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu 'ashru amthaliha," that whomsoever comes on that day of judgment with a hasana, a goodly deed or a beautiful act, then we will give them 10 times the like of it. And from this also comes the root of ihsan. Hal jaza'ul ihsan illa al-ihsan? Is not the doing of good, is not the embodiment of good, is not the embodiment of beautiful conduct, that beautiful conduct be given to you, that you be treated well? Kama tudinu tudan, as you are, you shall be. As you sow, you shall reap. And so elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, he says, وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا شَكُورًا. He said, whomsoever commits a good deed, we will increase for him good therein. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving and he is shakur, he is grateful. Now, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala juxtaposing or joining, combining the state of doing good with his sifa of being ghafurun and shakurun? Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that one of the ways we can avail of his maghfirah, one of the ways we can avail of his forgiveness is by doing the good. Right? When we do the good, the good does not just increase us in hasana, increase us in ajr, but yamhu as-sayya'a. It eradicates the bad. Right? And that's why, as we discussed in the previous khutbah, one of the ways of, if we've done something bad, one of the ways of tawbah is that we follow the bad with the good, because the good eradicates the bad. Right? This is one of the ways of rectifying ourselves. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then firstly says his ghafoor and shakur if we do the hasana, and then he also says he combines his being ghafoor with shakur, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is noble, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is manifesting his attribute as the one who's grateful, when in reality we should be amazed and ashamed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing gratitude to us for what he himself has bequeathed us to be able to do. Yani, what can we really offer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And we'll revisit this theme towards the end of this khutbah. And so that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us and constantly tells us this state of yudha'if. He increases the reward of those who do good. So because the sign that you do good is that you're embodying shukr, and the sign that you do shukr is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase you. Right? فَمَنْ شَكَرَ, someone who's shakir, someone who's good, فَإِنَّهُ يَشْكُرُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ, he's showing a state of shukr to, the reward comes back to himself, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the reward of what he does, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wasi'un alim, wasi'un maghfira, he's always forgiving, and his domain is wasi' and alimun, he's always knowing. And so this is the great fadl, this is the great bounty, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ, that is the great bounty, and whomsoever he gives, which he gives to whomsoever he wills, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the possessor of the great bounty. And so the great bounty, brothers and sisters, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the ability to do good. And what is the classification of good? The classification of good is not determined by the outward alone, it's determined by the inward and the outward. So in reality, all good deeds proceed from, as we've tried to say, good hearts. And the sign of a good heart is that it is mali'an, it is full of iman billah. It is full of true faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, true trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so all good deeds spring forth from a heart of iman. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ عِنْدَنَا زُلْفَا. He said, it is not your children or your wealth that bring you near to us in position. إِلَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, except by one who believes and does good deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ جَزَاءُ الضِّعْفِ بِمَا عَمِلُوا, and for them there is the multiplied reward, الضِّعْف, meaning doubling of the reward for what they did. وَهُمْ فِي الْغُرَفَاتِ آمِنُونَ, and they are in chambers of paradise, safe and secure in the state of amana. So their iman brought about amana, their trust in Allah brought about the safety and security with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is the one that we should place our trust in, because he is the only one that can deliver that amana to you in an absolute sense, because he is qadir, he is the one who is capable upon everything, because he is the one who is creating everything. And so the way of a life of iman, and the way of a life of someone who's embodying the state of doing the hasanat, doing the good, is ultimately taqwa, which is why it's one of the most important themes, and it's a theme that's always repeated in every khutbah, because taqwa itself is the embodiment of that life that's lived for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so you find the muttaqi, the one who's embodying this, is that he's conscious of what Allah's told him, right? So he's conscious of the abstaining from the haram and doing the halal. He's conscious of what is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from me in every single moment. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah, have this consciousness of fear of Allah. وَآمِنُوا بِرَسُولِهِ يُؤْتِيكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. And believe in his messenger and he will give you kiflain, a double portion, a portion from his rahmah. Right? Why? Because the rahmah itself comes in this life and the rahmah itself comes in the next life. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ. And he'll create from you a light, a discerning light, a state of discernment by which you will walk. You will be in this world. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. And he will forgive you. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is غَفُور and he is Rahim. He's the one who's forgiving and he's the one who's merciful. So brothers and sisters, this is the upshot, this is the summary of this khutbah, that we devote ourselves to a life of goodness. We devote ourselves to a life of taqwa because the rewards are innumerable and the rewards are ultimately stretching to infinity, which means that there is no way we can encompass the reward. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for those who do, who engage in such a life, then he says there is something وَمَزِيد وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there is something even beyond this. And what is that beyond? That is that intimate companionship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so let's engage in the good. Let's engage in the good by creating a wird, by doing something regular. And this is the whole purpose of this deen. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu in various hadith, he mentioned the great reward of reading the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and saying that for every harf, for every letter, there is a reward, the ten the like of it. And it's not just that alif, lam, meem is a harf, but alif is a harf, and lam is a harf, and meem is a harf. In other words, every single little minute letter of the Quran, when recited, carries a reward. And this is not only pertaining to those who make itqan in its qira'ah, but who perfect the recitation, but also for those who are trying and struggling, such as those who may be new Muslims, who have difficulty, who are not Arabs, who have difficulty in mastering the Arabic tongue, and so people like me, for example. And so they have to keep striving to better their tajweed, to better their Arabic. And these are people who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said is that someone who's reading the Quran and he has yatatata. He has finds it difficult. He's having some stumbling in it, right? وَهُوَ عَلَيْهِ شَاقٌ. And it's difficult for such a person. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about these people, لَهُ أَجْرَانٌ. These people have the double reward, because they have the reward of not only reciting the book of Allah, but they have the reward of that struggle. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as is narrated, I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this deen for yusr, he's for ease, he wants us to draw nearer to him. And this is these great events that we see, another of the things of hasanat, Allah has decreed 5 daily prayers across the time of the day for us, and there's many nawafil that we can busy ourselves in, so that we have a day, literally, we're always devoted or concerned about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in fact, in the great narration of the Isra wal Mi'raj, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrives, the original mandation, the original decree was for 50 daily prayers, and then the Prophet sallallahu goes back and forth at the insistence of Sayyidina Musa, until right at the end it was finalized at 5. And at that point, the hadith that's in Sahih Bukhari says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَنُودِيَ, it was an announcement was made. And as if the voice or the khitab or the discourse is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it said, إِنِّي قَدْ أَدْمَيْتُ فَرِيضَتِي. He says, indeed, I have decreed my obligation. وَخَفَفْتُ عَنْ عِبَادِي. And have reduced the burden on my slaves. وَأَجْزِي الْحَسَنَةَ عَشْرًا. But I will reward every good deed as if it was 10. And so in this regards, the 5 daily prayers we do, the prayers we do as if the 50 prayers that originally decreed. And this can be extended to any hasana that we do. And this just shows the bounty. This was all a demonstration of the great bounty, the great fadl, the great nobility, the great propensity of our Lord to want to give us. And indeed, why should we doubt that? Because existence itself is a bestowal, is a giving. And that's why, how can we repay this? By embodying that state of giving ourselves. And so from the greatness of this, of embodying that life of hasana, is that you become a person of sadaqah, you become a person of giving charity, you become a person who gives things. And that's why the Quran says, innal musaddiqina wal musaddiqat. He says, indeed the ones who practice, the men who practice charity and the women who practice charity. وَأَقْرَضُوا اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا يُضَاعَفُ لَهُمْ. He said, and for those who lend to Allah a goodly loan, it will be multiplied for them. وَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ. And they have a noble reward. Now this phrase comes again and again, right? أَقْرَضُوا اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. To give Allah a goodly loan. This is an amazing phrase. I mean, it comes elsewhere in the Quran itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says elsewhere in the Quran, He says, مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ وَلَهُ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ. Who is it that will lend to Allah a goodly loan? So He will multiply it, lahu, for Him. And He will then have a noble reward. Elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفُهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. He said, who is it that would lend to Allah a goodly loan so that He may multiply it for him many times over? Now, what does it mean to lend Allah a goodly loan? Brothers and sisters, as we touched upon in this khutbah, that everything that we have, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنْ اللَّهِ, everything that you have of a blessing, and ultimately your wujud itself is a ni'mah, your being existent itself is a ni'mah, فَمِنْ اللَّهِ, is from Allah. So what is it that you can lend to Allah as a goodly loan? You lend to Allah the very cognizance, the very acceptance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the bestower, that He is the Rabb and you are the Abd, that He is the bestower of everything you have. You lend to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that state of shukr. You lend to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that state of gratitude. So you don't possess and you say, this is all mine, I'm not going to give it. Because you recognize that it's all be given to you as a favor, a fadl from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when you start engaging in that spirit, then the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is if you can engage in that spirit of generosity, if you can engage in that spirit of giving as you have been given to. Wallahi, if each and every one of us just reflects on the fact that we are being given everything in our lives freely and undeserved, which one of us deserves to exist? Which one of us, and as a result, which one of us deserves to see, deserves to hear, deserves to feel, deserves to touch, deserves to walk, deserves to talk? It never ends. It never ends. If you try to enumerate, وَإِن تَعُدُّ, if you try to enumerate the favors of Allah upon you, you will never be able to count them. So what is the essence of that? The essence of that is you take that gratitude in your spirit and you say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thank you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will reflect this state of giving in my own life. And so this is the greatness of the life that is devoted to recognizing the yudha'if, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly multiplying your goodness. You become an extension of that multiplication of goodness in society, and starting, brothers and sisters, with our families. Because we can always talk the talk to everyone else, but it starts first and foremost with those who are most intimately connected to us. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "As-sadaqatu 'ala al-miskin sadaqa." To give someone who's desperately in need, a poor person, charity is indeed charity. "Was-sadaqatu 'ala dhir-rahmi ithnatani sadaqatun was-sila." He said, but to give charity, or to embody a goodly state of this giving to your own relative, is more than simply giving sadaqah to someone who's in need outside the house. Because if you're giving it, then you have the reward of giving sadaqah, giving charity, but you also have the reward of upholding the ties of kinship. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to embody that which we've heard in this khutbah. May He make us of those who hear and follow the best of what they've heard. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow upon us from His vast bounty and generosity kindness to make us real human beings, those who are devoted to Him, those who are always part of the solution and never part of the problem. We also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who are devoutly obedient to Him, to enable us to be of those to service in the way of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be in obedience and service of those He's ordered us to be in obedience to. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, so invoke Him for forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving, the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.